21st Century Radio is sponsored by Hieronymus & Company. Now more of 21st Century Radio with your host, Dr. Zoe Hieronymus.
Welcome to 21st Century Radio. I'm Dr. Zohara Hieronymus. Laura Kortner is our executive producer, and Kristen Hagrick runs our board. Joining us now is Loretta Gubernatis, who is a wonderful woman I've worked with over the years. She's a screenplay author. She writes lyrics, 18-some books. She's also, and well-known, as a local cable access producer, director, and editor of over 3,000 half-hour episodes titled The Children's Corner, The Top of the Morning Show, The Senior Scene, The Teen Scene, and Spotlight on the Great Blacks in Wax. Her company with her husband, McDonough Davis, has won 15 Telly Awards, 4 silver, 11 bronze. And this evening, we're going to talk about her program and some of those that take part in it called The Teen Scene. Thanks for joining us, Loretto.
Oh, thank you, Zoe. It's so wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Where are you calling from? I know you're far away at some sort of event.
Oh, we're at the Barbizon School of Modeling annual event. Lou and I have been judges for Barbizon for the last 5 years, and there's so many great kids here. I mean, they're just, Barbizon teaches them they have manners and are polite. So we get most of our children for the Children's Corner and the Teen Scene here, and we're so excited this time because one of our young girls that started with us when she was 10 is now 14, and that's Kelly Hatt, and she has now hosting her own show with us. We started on camera with Kelly. So she's here casting, looking for her show, and we're looking for teens for our teens.
Tell us a little bit about the purpose of Teen Scene. I know it can be seen locally on channels 75 and 99, and it's part of Teens Are Doing Good Things in Maryland series.
Right. Well, it started years ago with a young lady named Shantae Campbell, who started a show called Teens Are Talking with me and could find no one to produce it for her. So I started producing it, and it was her way of trying to give back to teens and some troubles in her life that she felt there was no one to talk to her. So it didn't follow through with her for a while, but I kept it going as a teen scene show, and it got a little bit different format where the teens actually were hosting it and doing the work. And we started picking up different, like the Smile Train and the Children's Miracle Network and different charitable things we were doing, and the kids just got involved in doing good things. And we do some fun shows about fashion and American Idol, but we do a lot of socially conscious shows. And, of course, the one we're doing now is the one we're the most excited about, is the Teen Telethon on June 8th, which is,
Yes, please do. Tell us about it. I have a little bit on it.
Yeah, it's to raise funds for Ignatius Erlinger, who is a young man that's 8 years old, and he's in a wheelchair. And we're trying to get a handicapped-equipped van for his family. And I just am so excited about how the kids have all taken to this. And his aunt that I think you're going to interview had raised, I think, $6,000 on her own and got started. And when I told my teens about it, they just got all excited, so we decided to do a teen telethon. We've done a Children's Corner telethon for Santa Claus Anonymous, and we've done one for Be Gaddy and one for House of Ruth. So we've done telethons before, and they did raise funds. So we thought, why not do a teen scene one and raise funds for Ignatius? And that's what we're involved in doing, and we've got so much.
Now, how can, in our listening audience, it's June 8th. It's at the Maryland Women's Heritage Center, and they're going to host the telethon. How can people in our listening audience contribute if they want? For this individual family.
If they want to just make a donation by phone, they can call 410-242-0161. That's Ignatius's grandmother, Mary Newcomb. They can come down to the Maryland Women's Heritage Center and see the great work that Jill Moss Greenberg and Linda Shavitz have been doing down there, putting these wonderful exhibits together of women and all the things they've contributed to Maryland.
What time is this at the Maryland Women's
Heritage Center? 12 to 4 p.m.
From 12 to 4 on June 8th at the Maryland Women's Heritage Center.
And if they come in, Kelly's one of our hosts, and she will interview them, and they'll be able to go on. If they donate something, they can get interviewed. And so they get some free publicity, and they're contributing to a good cause.
Well, let me talk to Kelly before we run out of time. And thank
Absolutely.
You so much, Loretto.
Here's Kelly.
All right.
Hi.
Hey, Kelly. Good evening. So I understand you are now going to be hosting part of the teen scene.
Yes, that's correct. I've been hosting her show ever since I was, you know, four years.
What do you like about the program and doing the program?
I mean, I love it. I mean, the program has helped me boost up my resume experience. And it also, you know, helps, you know, teens understand real life that teens are going through.
Do you pick the topics that you're going to discuss and then choose people to interview?
Sometimes yes, and then sometimes no. I have to associate with my producer, Loretto.
Right. And so describe for us what the program's like. I know I want to repeat again for those interested. It airs on channels 75 and 99 called Teen Scene. So go ahead.
Well, I mean, we discussed about a lot of shows. Like our past show was about teen trafficking on, you know, how to non-prevent that, and then human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we a lot of our topics are about, like, teens that are going through emotional problems or teens that, you know, need help or want to boost up their resume experience. Or, you know, we're just talking about, like, topics like St. Patrick's Day or Valentine's Day or even Christmas.
And so you give people ideas of good things they can do in their community? Is that part of what you do?
Yes, I do. I help promote, you know, good value of the to help the community and give out charities.
So on June 8th at the Maryland Women's Heritage Center, you all are having a telethon to raise funds for a particular family who need to buy a handicapped accessible van, right?
That's right.
And when you do this program, what will you all do that day?
That day, we will be talking about a lot of shows that Loretto has done and help us fund for a lot of our charity work.
Right. And in terms of how long, you said you started doing this when you were very young. So how has being an interviewer, do you do the interviews?
Yes, I do most of the interviews. I also host the shows.
Because I'm also an interviewer, and I know how much work it really is to prepare your questions beforehand.
Yes, it is. It's so much work. I mean, I've been hosting the show for, like, a long time now, and I usually have to put, because, like, right now I'm producing my own show, On Camera with Kelly, and I have to put a lot of work together. I have to get all my guests in. I have to make sure everyone has what they need to be on the show, my contract, and then I have to get the people to be on the show and make sure, you know, no cancellations, and then also have to put a place and the venue of where my show is.
Exactly. So having done that myself for about 3 decades now, I know how much work it is, but you know what I have found being an interviewer is it's made me a much better listener.
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
And so in terms of how this work has helped you, you said that it's a resume enhancement. You mean for college?
I suppose for college, but I mean, like, for actors, I want to go into the business and modeling.
I see. That resume.
Yeah.
Now
that
I get
resume.
It. Well, of course. Anything else we should know about the teen scene?
The teen scene is basically, you know, teens ages 13 through about 17. And we just talk about, you know, life issues that's going on in the world.
And do you all have any insights you can give those of us that are a little older than you about how to make the world a better place?
How to make the world a better place? I mean, all you have to do is just, you know, just smile and to have, you know, go in your local communities and try to help the world.
Exactly. Act locally. Think globally and act locally. Well, I'm glad you were able, Kelly, to join us tonight. I know you're far away and on a cell phone.
Yes.
And I wish you good luck with all your interview work in the world, and may your acting career flourish.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Everything.
You're welcome.
I love to be on this show.
Well, I'm glad you were on our show. You know, I used to do Children's Corner for a while. I hosted for Loretto, and that was a lot of fun. So,
yeah, I've been hosting her shows now, and it is really fun. I mean, working with little kids, and I've seen the smile on their faces. It's just an amazing experience for me.
Oh, well, now somebody with such enthusiasm took my place. Well, you be well, and we will continue on after the commercial break with some of our other guests who are working on the June 8th Maryland Women's Heritage Center Teen Scene program, who will be hosting a telethon there to raise funds for a special needs family to buy a handicapped, accessible van. And we'll tell you more about that when we come back.
is Heather Reed, co-author of Sustainable Wellness, an integrative approach to transform your mind, body, and spirit. You can find out more about our book and our program, www.sustainablewellnessonline.com. You're listening to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Zohara Hieronymus, one of the best and experienced interviewers I've ever listened to. You're in great hands. Enjoy.
Welcome back to 21st Century Radio. I am Zoe Hieronymus, and we were joined earlier by Loretta Gubernatis, whom I worked with over the years, and many of you know of her beautiful work. She is the producer, director, and editor of many programs that benefit our city. She runs the Children's Corner, the Top of the Morning Show, the Senior Scene, the Teen Scene, and Spotlight on the Great Blacks in Wax. I've worked with her a number of occasions over the years, both at On Top of the Morning Show and the Children's Corner, which was a lot of fun. But tonight we're meeting with and talking to people who are working with Loretto. On June 8th, the Teen Scene program is hosting a telethon to raise funds for a special needs family to buy a handicapped accessible van. And they're all pulling together. If you'd like to make a donation, you can call 410-242-0161. That's 410-242-0161. And here to tell us a little bit more about the needs of the family and Ignatius Erlinger, who is the young child who needs this kind of transportation, is his aunt, Joan Abruzzo. Did I say your name right, Joan?
Yes, you did.
So talk to us a little bit about the fundraiser and how this all got going.
Well, I started a fund back in December, because my sister's van that they have is not handicap accessible. It's also 12 years old and falling apart, so it's not worth converting over either. And they just don't have the funds to buy a new van. The vans cost close to $65,000.
Wow.
With taxes and everything.
Wow.
And they don't have enough funds to even support a payment. So I was just trying to build up. I've raised about $6,000 of my own, as Loretta said.
Okay.
And But
and so now all these girls are getting involved, all these teens. It's wonderful.
It is. It is. It's great. I mean, it's hard. I know my sister's got a friend doing a fundraiser in a couple weeks herself, but that's not going to be anything near what Loretta can pull in with her Teen Scene. And it's great to have the help of the teens, because, I mean, he's going to be a teen someday too. So
how old is Ignatius?
He is nine.
He is nine. And I think with you is Amber Thomas?
Yes.
Is Amber there? Amber, can you hear me?
I don't have you on speaker, so she can't hear you right now.
Oh, okay. So we're going to switch over in a few minutes so I can talk to Amber. So, Joan, when you've done this fundraiser for your nephew, and family, of course, have participated, $65,000 for a van, that's an extraordinary amount of money. I had no idea the handicap accessible vans were so expensive.
They are. They range probably from 55 to 65, depending on the type and the conversion. And
may I ask what Ignatius' condition is, that this is what he needs?
Yes. He's got cerebellar agenesis, which means he's missing the cerebellum in his brain, and that controls fine motor and gross motor. So we're 99% sure that he won't walk on his own. So he definitely will need to be in a wheelchair for pretty much the rest of his life.
Well, may we all bless him, send healing light and love to Ignatius, you know, never know, miracles can happen. And so this fundraiser specifically to help the family get the van to make their lives and his life better.
Yes. He's involved in a lot of, like, Special Olympics and Eddie's Club and Challengers Baseball and those and his therapy. And all those things are very important to them to keep him active in the community. But if he doesn't have transportation to get there, it's making it harder and harder for them to be able to do that. Right now, the van doors don't always work, so getting him in and out of the van by lifting him is hard enough. With an accessible one, they'll be able to just put him in the wheelchair, and they won't have to lift him or the wheelchair, which is, I know, hurt my sister's elbow several times.
For sure. For sure. Plus, it gives him a little more autonomy. I mean, I've known people who've had these vans, and it makes all the difference in the world. Well, again, let me give the phone number, 410-242-0161. If any listener in the audience feels like you'd like to make a donation of any size to help them with their family's need for their son, and in this case for Joan's nephew. Well, let me talk to Amber Thomas for a bit, because I want to make sure I have a chance to talk to all the teens tonight.
Okay, well, let me talk to her. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Joan.
We appreciate it.
We're very glad to help and glad we could make the time for it.
Here she is.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Amber. How old are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. And how old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
So talk to us a little bit about your role in the teen scene.
Well, I will be co-hosting the teen telethon on June 8th with Kelly.
Right.
And it'll be my first time ever hosting it with her.
You have a nice voice, by the way.
Thank you so much.
It's very solid, and you have a nice alto, which is very good for women. The higher voices with women don't do very well in radio.
Thank you.
But the lower voices, you have a good voice for it.
Thank you.
So when you do a telethon, what will you do during the telethon?
We'll be interviewing people about their charities and talking about the ones that they've done on Teen Scene before. And it'll just be a really great day to raise the money.
Absolutely. I hope you all can raise thousands and thousands of dollars. And in terms of co-hosting isn't always so easy. I've co-hosted with my husband in the past, and I've co-hosted on other programs, and it's not as easy as solo hosting.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, you know, you have to make room for the other person, and they ask questions, and then sometimes you have a different idea than they do.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put the telethon together, did you two plan this together?
No, actually, this was my second time with Teen Scene. I was at the Preakness Crab Derby, and I did a little bit of hosting there.
What
for
fun!
Teen Scene.
Well, hosting's great. You know, the thing about being an interviewer is you can ask anything you want.
Yes.
So the best thing to do is to ask really good questions of your guests, particularly things that, you know, other people might be interested in. So I'll give you a tip. One thing that's really good when you're telling stories is to ask the person you're interviewing something personal about their own life.
Mm.
Like if you're interviewing somebody and they have a particular charity, you ask them, how did they get involved in this? What happened in their life that made it important?
I'll take that tip.
Yeah. So anything else you want to share with us about the work that you're doing? And again, I want to tell our audience that it's June 8th. The telethon will be at the Maryland Women's Heritage Center. The Teen Scene is the program hosting a telethon to raise funds for the family, the Erlinger family, for Ignatius's youth. And the Teen Scene airs, if you've never watched it, on channel 75 and 99. So what else do you want to share with us?
Well, I just want to encourage people to come down so we can help raise money for the family. And just to get involved in your community and help raise money for different charities. And especially teenagers, you know, might not be as interested in helping charities, but it's really a great cause, and they should really get interested in your community.
Do you find that by doing radio and doing this cable show that you have more confidence in going up to other people?
Well, actually, this is my about second time with Teen Scene, but getting involved and talking to people, just the first time I did it, was just really, it helps you get out of your shell.
Mm-hmm.
And talking to people and asking them questions can get you, you know, talking. You feel so personal, you know, asking them questions, and it's a really good chance to come out and be, you know, louder and not as quiet.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's true. I grew up in a household where when we were children, my mother decided that it was important we could all talk to strangers. And this is as young as 3 and 4 years old. And we would go to a public restaurant, and she would make each one of us get up and go introduce ourselves to somebody at another table that we didn't know.
I could have never done that.
Well, we didn't like it
quiet.
Either. But I'm thinking that's why I became a broadcaster, because I had to go around talking to total strangers when I was a little child.
Wow.
Are there any particular topics that interest you that you hope to have part of the Teen Scene that you haven't done yet?
Well, from watching all the shows I've watched before, talking about social issues that are, you know, close to teenagers, like bullying and stuff like that in school, and I thought that, you know, a lot of kids will enjoy watching the show because a lot of kids go through what they talk about.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the teen years are not easy time for anybody.
No.
It's, you know, you're asking a lot of questions about what you're doing, and I think we do have another guest. Oh, terrific. Yeah. So Brooke is still standing by, so I want to thank you for being with us, Amber.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, and good luck to you all.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's so nice, all these ladies doing these great things. Brooke, are you there?
Yes.
Let me see if we can turn Brooke up. This is Brooke Burghardt. Is that how you say your name?
Yes.
So how old are you, Brooke?
I'm 17.
Okay, so you're headed out of high school pretty soon.
Yep.
So how long have you been working with the teen scene?
Actually, just recently, after winning a scholarship from Ann Quasman on WCBM, Women Talk Live, I was asked by Ms. Loretto to come interview with Kelly, and she interviewed me about the topic of human trafficking, and that was what my scholarship was based on. I wrote an essay that was a topic that was near and dear to my heart, and I got to be interviewed by Kelly and got to talk about my topic.
Well, I know that you were the recipient of Girls Gone Good, which was the award for your work educating others on the issue of human trafficking, which is probably one of the largest billion-dollar businesses on the planet today. It's horrible.
Yeah, it really is. It's scary to know that girls, you know, who you think have, like, are making decisions about who to sit with at lunch and play with at recess are making decisions that are forced to make decisions that are changing their lives.
No, it's very true. We all have to be very careful and remind each other that it's not as safe out there in the world as it used to be. And
no,
you have to be, you have to know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
And, you know, as teens tend to rebel against their family. And those girls that were recently released from being kidnapped for 10 years, it's because they all got in the car with that guy to take a ride home because they didn't feel like walking.
Yeah. I mean, it's really scary how times have changed. You know, like you were just saying before, how your mom would make you go up and say hi to strangers. And now, like, it's a big, that's not acceptable.
You know, what we can do, though, is we can send a kind thought to people. We don't necessarily have to talk to them. And by sending them a kind thought, we're actually doing something of service without having to meet them. I know that sounds strange to some people, but it's a good way to stay positive and not to get into a whole lot of fear. But that also doesn't mean you have to make contact with these people. So anything else you want to tell us about the June 8th telethon that the teen scene is going to host?
I mean, I'm very excited for it. It seems like it's going to be great, and I hope a lot of people can come out to support this great cause, because I think it can go really far if we raise enough awareness and get enough people out there to reach our goal.
Well, I hope you do. Again, you can call 410-242-0161. That's 410-242-0161 if you'd like to make a contribution that all of these young people are working on together. The Teen Scene Program, they're hosting this telethon on June 8th at the Maryland Women's Heritage Center, and they are working to help buy a handicapped accessible van for a family that needs it. The Teen Scene airs on channel 75 and 99. I think that's it, Brooke.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And good luck to you. And continue your work interviewing. You have a very nice presence for it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.